There's a picture of you standing in front of the manna. There are also pictures of you sitting with the ladies. But I mean, such a critical part of being a mining executive and a CEO is to engage with the people. They look different to you. They think different to you. They, you know, in your case, are even a different sex. Talk about that. How, I mean, does it energize you? Do you get sweaty hand palms? Do you like it? How do you see that as your role? Is that a role of a leader? Must a leader be amongst the manna? And sorry for the terminology, but that one picture of yours took me back many years. It could have been me 20 years ago.
So absolutely. I think leaders need to be amongst everyone. If you look at some of those pictures I shared people on the ground. I shared with executives. I shared externally. So Bernard, it is the job. And I think if any leader thinks that there's an easier way of doing it without having straight conversations, attacking some of this in person, face-to-face, which I am worried about COVID. I think people are getting too used of not having that, those face-to-face conversations. But Bernard, the truth of the matter is, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed the engagement. Like I said, I came from humble beginnings. So when I spoke to community members, I knew exactly what they were feeling. And there's nothing more sincere than relating your stories to what they want to relate. And it didn't always start off that way. You know, I started having community town halls, and I'm not sure how many leaders still do that, but putting yourself in front of hundreds of community members across Namibia, I even did it in Zambia, as well as in South Africa. And my first few sessions were rough. They didn't give me a chance. You know, they told me exactly what they felt. But what I got from there was a baseline. I created a baseline with them, which we then worked off. Now, many people that have seen me in the meeting in action, I don't scare easily. I don't scare easily. So when you ask me about the manna, I relished it. I relished the opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people I had looked up to over the years and be given that opportunity to not only have a seat at the table, but to own my seat at the table. And that's why I enjoyed it. Now, Bernard, this is not a recipe and something that would work for anyone. I am a natural extrovert. I absolutely love being out there, and I'm someone who energized on the job. For all of those reasons, I looked it in the face and I took it straight on.